This evening we have a passage on the mission of the 12 apostles, the reading, the gospel reading of today from Luke chapter 9 verses 1 to 6. You can take your notebooks, Bibles and pens. Then Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. Wherever they do not welcome you as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They departed, that is the apostles departed, and went through the villages bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. In the previous chapter of Luke, Jesus healed the Gerasene demoniac and a woman who bled for 12 years, and also the girl, Talitha, as we call her, but she's not, that's not her name. The girl who was dead and Jesus brought her to life. That girl was also of 12 years. So Jesus did acts of wonder and awe. And here now, Jesus brings us to this passage out here where he shows us what he plans to do for the future. And here he's speaking of the mission of the 12 apostles. Now, the moment I would have started reading this passage, a question that would have come to your mind is, now it is lockdown. What mission can we undertake? Previously, we all had an understanding that, you know, to go to work, we had to go to office. Today, we are all working from home. People have started doing online business and are earning their livelihood. So if this is possible, then why not we relook the way we have been doing the business of God? Why can't we use this medium of online to continue the mission which God has entrusted us? Brothers and sisters, we as ministry members are not doing the deeds of power. Okay? It's not us. Who is doing the ministry, the work of deeds and of power? It is the Lord. It is He. The Lord is present everywhere. The Eucharist is bringing healing. The Word of God is bringing healing and deliverance. Yes, the Word of knowledge is being given. Does it mean that if Derek is giving the Word of knowledge, he's physically present in that place? No. It is God who is present in and around all over the place, that who it is He who is ministering. God has not taken a break because of Corona. He continues His work unhindered. His work will continue. In fact, Jesus is working from His heavenly home. There are more miracles than ever before that have been recorded. Why? There is probably a surge in faith. People have more time at hand. People are able to spend time with the Lord. People are in the midst of trouble, and so they have come closer to the Lord. So there are many different reasons. And now the Lord's words are being fulfilled. The harvest is plenty. The harvest is plenty and is looking for laborers. The laborers are few. At these meetings, online meetings, we have nearly today, I do not know how many logins we have, but I saw somewhere around 190 earlier. Okay, and at least 2 to 3 members. So that already means between 400 and 600 people are watching this program, much more than what we had, you know, when we meet at Canosa. It's a little different out here, but that's fine. The thing is, the mission is still accomplished. Now, when we hear this word mission, we recall some movies. Yes, so Belinda just corrects me. There are 202 logins, so we have crossed 200 logins. So when we look at this word mission, we always recall some movies. You know, there were many movies called as Mission Impossible, where it looked like an impossible mission. And then there were certain people who were given certain special powers, and they were sent to this rogue nation and defiant people. And they used these special powers and force to bring the order in those places. It seemed the mission impossible, but you know, movies have to have a good ending. So in all those movies, the mission was accomplished. It was 100% success. For us, as Christ missionaries, it's not the same. We are not using force. We are not using guns and bows and arrows to get people closer to the Lord. It is based on the love of God. A person has a free choice to accept or reject the message. If you recall my talk at Pentecost, I mentioned about the success ratio of this mission of the Lord. I took the parable of the sower, which was the reading a few days back. And we saw the four soils. And if we assign 25% to each of the soils, we know that finally, only about 25% made it. And if I tell you of a proposal, if I come to you and I say, you know, we have this proposal which will give you 25% success rate, I'm sure none of you would like me and think that I'm gone out of my head. But my dear brothers and sisters, we do not have to look at the end result. That is for the Lord. That is for the Lord. Our mission should be to be a part of the Lord's mission. Full stop. 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul writes, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Did Paul know how many souls he saved when he wrote those letters? Maybe even if he knew, in those days there was no technology. So he went hopping, going from place to place by boat. So he didn't have a record. But probably he would have counted a few thousands. 2,000 years later, those are probably in billions, uncountable. Paul, who wrote those letters, have reached the ends of the earth. Let's look at this word mission. Okay, what does it mean from a Christian perspective? It comes from the Latin word missio, which means to send. It was first used by Jesuit missionaries when they sent people of their order abroad for opening up churches and schools and institutions. So that was the time this word was used first. So missio means to send, to go forth, send forth. The second is, it is sent by the Father. Jesus himself said, just as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you out. John chapter 20 verses 21. The missionary is one, or a mission person is one who is sent by Jesus. Now we recall the words from scripture, John 20, 21, 15 following. Jesus told Peter, feed my lambs. Nowhere in the Bible is it mentioned that Peter had a farm and he had lambs on it. Then what was Jesus referring to when he said lambs and feed? He was referring, my dear brothers and sisters, to sinful humanity. And he was entrusting a mission to Peter to feed the word of God to sinful humanity. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is a message that we have to be very, that has to be loud and clear in us. It is not Jesus alone. It is the root of it is the Father who sent Jesus. And now Jesus sending the apostles and the church to follow in the coming years and centuries until the Lord comes. This work will carry on. A missionary is one who is a doer of God's word, not just hearers. Okay, there are many hearers, but that is not what a missionary is all about. He is a doer of God's word towards God, neighbor, and himself. So this is very important for us to note. It is faith works, not just works. Okay, let's be very clear. It is faith and work combined together. I've used the word faith works. You can be on a Swachh Bharat mission. Yes, it is a much needed thing in our country. It's also a good work. But Swachh Bharat cannot bring souls to the Lord. The purpose of a Christian mission is to bring souls to the Lord, to bring souls for Christ. Jesus told Peter, I will teach you to be fishers of men. He didn't say, I will just teach you to be doing much better fishing. He told, you will be fishers of men. That means the Lord is looking for bringing in by the numbers of souls to the Lord. And one final point, you are called to be an ambassador, a servant, or a minister for Christ. A minister, a servant, okay? A minister is not the one who puts beacon on his car and then moves around where the traffic is clear. No, you will have only obstacles along your way, and you are called to go to the mission field. Each one of us has a twofold mission. Okay, I'll come to that point. So who are called to mission? Everyone who is baptized is called to be on mission for the Lord. Yes? Just on our, because of our baptism, we are called to be missionaries. Every repentant sinner touched by the Lord is a person who is to be a missionary. He becomes, I picked up this point from the readings that were there this last few days. St. Matthew's feast, we just celebrated. What does it say? Jesus called to Matthew, come follow me. And he followed. And you see what happened of Matthew. And at the end of it, when the Pharisees asked, why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus was very clear. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. Then we had Mary Magdalene, who wiped the feet of Jesus with her tears and hair. He who has been forgiven more will love more. He who has been forgiven more will definitely step out. That person will be like a wounded healer, wounded by sin and healed and touched by the Lord. This person, he or she, will do something for the Lord. If you believe that you have repented of your sin, if you believe that you have believed in the Lord, if you believe you have been touched and healed by the Lord, if you are the then you are the person to be on a mission for the Lord. You are that wounded healer who has experienced sin and who has experienced the forgiveness of the Lord. Now we have a twofold mission, each one of us. The first one is our self-building with the Isaiah gifts of wisdom, knowledge. We have to build ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters. That has to be our prime mission, to build ourselves. It's okay, doing the second, the next mission is good. But the first mission is we have to sanctify ourselves. We have to make ourselves holy. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is not about the world, why the world is round, why the world is spinning at this speed. No, it is for the word of God. Why? How to read and understand and meditate on the word of God comes through this self-building, sanctifying gifts. The second one is the church-building gifts, the charismatic gifts that you see, the gifts of healing and deliverance, of teaching and preaching, and so many other areas of prophecy. You have them in 1 Corinthians 12. I've given the reference. You could read a little later. But you see, my dear brothers and sisters, this should be our mission in life, okay? It's not just the one aspect of building ourselves, but also of building the ourselves. When I came to serving the Lord, I had different ideas. The Lord was calling me to ministry and I was kind of, you know, Lord, first let me become clean. I want to be white as a dove and then I will come and serve the Lord. But I realized very soon that as the weeks and months and years passed by, I saw myself more of a sinner. Today, even if I'm not standing, I'm sitting and preaching to you. I'm teaching you the word of God. I'm sharing the word of God. I feel very hypocritical. Why? If Jesus was to be here today and standing here, he would be speaking just like the way he spoke about the Pharisees. He said, you know, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. And I can tell you that I have failed in this aspects. But one line in the scripture comforts me from the letter to the Romans. Paul says, Paul, we know, was such a dedicated person for the Lord, the blue-eyed person for the Lord. He writes, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not know, I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Paul is also in a dilemma. He's saying, I have got the Holy Spirit, I'm doing, but still I do the wrong things. But yet, my dear brothers and sisters, Paul continued his work. Paul did not take a break. I feel sometimes to take a break, sort out all my issues, and then I will start mission again. But I know for sure that my problems and issues will close only when I stop breathing. And so the mission goes on 24/7. And it is a daily call for each one of us in some way or the other to serve the Lord. Are you with me, my brothers and sisters? Can I have a show of thumbs so I know that you all are still there? Very good. Now, who? Let's go to this word, you know, in the Bible, and very often we use this word mission, commission, commission, mission. But what is the difference or between these words commission and mission? So there is, it is the same word, but there is a kind of a good meaning to it. Jesus commissioned us to, and the apostles, of course, first the apostles and the church to follow, to spread the good news. So there is someone at the back, okay, someone in the authority who is commissioning someone to go and do the work. It's like a military, in the military, how you have the lead person and he's brought this team and is sending all the jawans in the front line. And so it is with Jesus. He has commissioned us. And the jawans are supposed to go in the front. The soldiers are supposed to go in the front and do the fighting. Jesus has also done the same. He has commissioned us to spread the good news. And our mission then is to spread the good news in whatever way the Lord has blessed us, whatever gifting the Lord has, whatever charisms the Lord has blessed us, healing and deliverance of teaching the word of God, whatever charisms the Lord has blessed, we are to use it for the glory of the Lord. So our mission then is to spread the good news of the kingdom of God. As I looked at this word commission, I was looking at commission. I was drawn to this word commandment. And I realized one thing, that this commission is drawing heavily from the commandments. The two great commandments, love the Lord and love your neighbor. And so the commission flows out of the commandment. So there are some things that are there. So it's very clear for this commission, we have to have a constant communication or communion with God. It's very, very important. If there is no communion, then my dear brothers and sisters, we are doing anything else but Christian mission or bringing in souls for the Lord. So this words, I put those words co, again co, because it is a joint mission. It is together, to be done together. So the great commission for us is to proclaim the gospel and also care for the needy. They are not two separate things. They are always together. So with this commissioning, we always return to the Lord and work with the Lord and work for the Lord. And then we use that, what grace we receive from the Lord as we meet him, we take that grace and empty it to humanity. We reach out to the Lord's calling, to the Lord's people. We do the Lord's calling. Now let's come to our verses for this passage for today. Then Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God to heal. My dear brothers and sisters, I want you to look at this word called. Jesus called. They did not choose. Today also it is the same. Jesus calls. Jesus called. Jesus called me years ago, many years back, to preach the gospel. Derek was called to reach out through the ministry of healing and deliverance. Each one of us is called to do the ministry. And Jesus called the 12 to, and he sent them out two by two. If you saw the picture at the start, why? One for 1,000, two for 10,000. The effect is deadly when two people are together. There is a support. There is an intercessor. The second person is like an intercessor, a standby. So when one is weak, the other stands by. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus calls even today, 2,000 years later. The next passage verse, it says, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, you stay there and leave from there. Jesus guided his disciples what to take, what not to take, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, where to stay, where not to stay. Jesus guides us even today. Even every member who ministers to the Lord is guided by the Lord in every area. 2000 years later also, there is no change, my dear brothers and sisters, no reductions or discounting whatsoever. The mission is the same what it was when Jesus was there and what is being carried out even today. Wherever they do not welcome you as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. What does that mean? You went to that place. You went with blessings to that place. That person has not accepted the blessings. He has rejected the message. He has not rejected you and me. He has rejected the one who has sent. We know the parable of the vineyard, how the father, we have seen different categories. So it says, dust the mess. They are not interested in the blessings. And Jesus is telling us very clearly, the moment he gave this message, it's very clear to the apostles. He's telling you guys, remember, you are not going to get 100% success. Okay, there are going to be failures. So he's encouraging them he's telling them, don't be discouraged because somebody is not accepting the message. You carry on. Go from this place, go to the other place. My dear brothers and sisters, that same condition is there even today. Today also, not everybody is willing to accept. I'm sure you must be forwarding this link of the prayer meeting to many people, but they are not joining. You have become an e-evangelist. You have become a missionary by forwarding that link to someone to come and experience the goodness of the Lord. It is finally their choice to accept or to reject the message. You have nothing to lose. You don't have to feel sad because they did not join. Praise the Lord. The thing that you sent the message, the link to the person is to your credit. It is your treasure in heaven. So you don't have to worry about it. And suppose, just imagine if everyone joined in today, if you were to send this link, okay, to say two people from 400 to 600 numbers, our numbers will go up even further. Then Derek will have to buy a new subscription package so that we can accommodate more people in the coming month. But you don't worry about that. The Lord will provide and he will take us through into the program. They departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. So my dear brothers and sisters, very clear. They went out from Jesus and they came back to Jesus. If you remember in the Pentecost, I spoke about the fishing net, how the net is thrown and how the net is drawn back. The same way it is for us. We as missionaries of Christ are going into the world and even coming back. That is what is important. It's the same today also, my dear brothers and sisters. So you can see the last line, 2000 years later, same ministry, no change, no reduction. Each of us has to discern the ministry, my dear brothers and sisters. Each one. Everyone has been assigned a ministry. The Lord is calling each one of us to do something. Scripture tells us there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. As I said, the Lord put this burden on me, or gave me this charism to teach the word, to share the word. So the Lord commissioned me to teach the word of God. So my mission is to preach the word of God, to teach the word of God, to share the word at every possible opportunity. And I have chosen to remain focused in this area. I have not gone into the other gifts. I do not operate in the other gifts, but I have chosen to use these gifts. And the thing is, we have to use these gifts. That is important. The parable of the 10 talents, if you recall, the master gave away one servant, five, another two, and to the third, he gave one. The one with the five went and made it 10. The one with the two brought in two. You can count it as the number of souls. Okay. The one was he brought in five more. But what about the person who had only one? He went and buried it. He did not put to use the charism, the gift that was given to him. And you know the result. I don't want you know on the judgment day what happened when the master returned. What did he tell of that servant? And so it is, my dear brothers and sisters, for each one of us. So we have to put the gifts that the Lord has given into use. Today you must be asking the question, where is my mission field? Where is my mission field? It is everywhere. It is in your homes right now. It is in your workplaces. It is in your neighborhood. It's in your parish. This list itself is very long. Few of us may be called to work in remote places, very selected people these days, but we are called at our homes, at our workplaces, in our neighborhood. So now, what should be our mission? If we know that we are to be missionaries, what should be our mission? And I felt the Lord telling us, now you may ask, we are in the lockdown. We cannot move out of our house. For us, for the first time in 6 months, we are quarantined because we got the first case of corona this week. So one of our neighbors. So we are quarantined. We are not able to move out. The previous 6 months, I moved around the city freely. I had no problem, but I moved around. So now what is the manner? How will I do mission? Some of you may be also having the same situation. You may be just at home, or you may be work. You are a homemaker. You are a housewife. So what should be our mission? And I felt this should be our number one mission. We can talk everything, but I felt this is something that is we should consider as our ministry. Manifestation of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace. All those gifts, all the fruit that are mentioned over here. The need of the hour is to walk the talk. A public display of the fruit of the Spirit. A public display. It is the only gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, the people will read. Now, there will be moments of failure, okay? Not all of us are perfect. I am not. But does not mean that only the works of the flesh are seen in me. Let the work of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, be seen in our lives. These fruits have supernatural power, my dear brothers and sisters. They are very infectious. They have a magnetic power. When these fruit are displayed, automatically souls are drawn close to you. Even for you, if you see a mango tree, you are sure to go and walk and pluck a mango or the fruit that is there on that tree and eat it. So also, my dear brothers and sisters, the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit that has to be displayed. It is infectious, more infectious than corona, and souls will be drawn to you, and the roads for evangelization will be opened. And you are there then to minister and to lead to the Lord many more souls. Bloom where you are planted. Bloom where you are planted, wherever the place may be. Today, wherever you are, right now you may be in your home. Some of you may be going to office once a week or thrice a week. That is your place where you can minister. In your neighborhood, somebody is having difficulty. Somebody is quarantined. Okay, can you reach out to them in some way? What you can do best? Find out what you can do for the church in this time. Now that you have a little more time, maybe you're not traveling to office. Can you offer some time? So of some way you can minister. Then I felt the Lord leading me to this area of the works of mercy. Just even as I show, you can see the lotus. The lotus is placed in, grows only in dirty water. Okay, the water is very mucky. But you see, when it opens up, there is not a speck of dirt on that. It continues to bloom no matter, even though the surroundings are not very clear. Okay, I just missed that. The corporal works of mercy. Today, you may not be able to visit the sick or visit the imprisoned or bury the dead. But can you feed the hungry? I'm not asking you to go and physically do it. But can you support the programs that are there to feed the hungry? In our parish, we have Feed the Hungry. Can you and I be a part of that program and support that program? One last area is the spiritual works of mercy. This requires some gifts that the Lord has blessed us. But see the ones which I have colored in yellow, to forgive offenses. Today, not one of us can be sure that we will see the next day. We do not know when can this virus, this COVID attack us. So can we use this time to reconcile with our loved ones with whom we have had differences? Can we comfort the afflicted, those who have lost someone dear during this time? Can we pray? Can we intercede? There is so much to intercede for in these days, my dear brothers and sisters. And I can go on for this, but this is good enough, I believe. My dear brothers and sisters, I do not want to force any mission on any of you. If you believe you have been touched by the Lord, If you believe you have repented of your sins because of the Lord's goodness, you have repented and have received something, then my dear brothers and sisters, you are called to be a missionary for Christ simply because of the Lord's kindness and goodness. Tonight, let us pray for a fresh outpouring and the activation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, both the sanctifying and the charismatic gifts, so that that missionary zeal may be inflamed, may come alive, that we may be inflamed by the good news, the word of God, and bring that message across to people to bring healing and deliverance, to reach the ends of the heart. I'm not telling you to reach the ends of the earth. I'm telling that let the word of God reach the ends of the heart, the bottom of the heart, so that the souls are changed and are drawn closer to the Lord. I conclude with this word, the mission of Jesus. Jesus' mission, Corona. Okay, not the virus Corona, but Corona. Do it. Do the mission of the Lord. He is calling each one of us to do his mission. I know you are muted, but can we all say that together? Jesus' mission, Corona. Tell your neighbor, tell the person sitting next to you. Look at the person next to you and say, I want to see, I can see you. I can see people who are sitting. Look at one another and say, Jesus' mission, Corona. Okay, in your homes, in your workplaces, even online, do it for the Lord and stay blessed. Amen.